Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn-Wardner, and I'm going to do a bit of a catch-up about my fifth 26 habits, bedtime yoga. And just remember, if you want to find any or all of these episodes, I have teamed up with The Pool, so head over to www.the-pool.com where you'll find all the episodes and also loads of excellent other articles. I can't help but feel that you'll get lost there, but anyway. Bedtime yoga, I thought, would be a very easy 26 habits to take on at this point, having done, what have we racked up now? Let's think about this. There was no shop-bought coffee, drinking more water, no alcohol, and meditation when I wake up. So it seemed like a really good idea. The meditating when I wake up, I know a lot of people have started to do that and have really noticed the benefits, and I certainly did. So I thought this was kind of the yin to that yang of well, let's do something at bedtime. It has been so much harder than I could have actually predicted, because what this yoga practice is about, what this 26 habits is about, is essentially about making sleep better, about getting more rest, about being creating a restorative place and space. And what I've noticed has happened is that I get to a certain point in the evening and I think, right, I am ready for bed now. And because I've sort of been on an, if my energy levels were on a graph during the evening, you would have just seen them steadily and slowly decline to like a resting phase. And what I've had to do is kind of have a little spike to get the energy up, to actually think, right, I'm going to commit to doing something and concentrating for the three videos that I picked, are 7 minutes, 20 minutes, and 37 minutes. So the first two sessions I did were just the 7 minute ones, because I thought, I really can't face it. But actually, even though you do kind of have to, I don't know, get in, sort of feel like you're about to do something, as soon as you get about 2 minutes into these practices, it's so incredible, because it's almost as if the video, I've put all the links in the show notes, previous show notes, and I'll put them again in these ones, to the three videos with yoga with Adrian. Even her voice in it's very calming, and it's created this extra step, this extra just part of the evening that I wasn't expecting to find so lovely, so peaceful, so just calming, just very, very calming. And I do, I have to admit, the results of being a week in are that my sleep has been so much better. I am waking up with my alarm, not 20 minutes before and not once at 2 o'clock in the morning when I, you know, roll over, check my phone and wonder what on earth is going on. My quality of sleep in a week already has improved. So I know in the last episode we talked about, well, to what end? Why on earth are we doing nighttime yoga? Is it just to have a better sleep? Like, what's the science of it? So I have been in touch with Nadia Narain. She's a yoga teacher at Tri Yoga in London, and just sort of said to her, can you sort of give me a bit more information about why my body will be reacting in this way by giving me better sleep? So I said, you know, why is yoga great for the body and mind? And she said, if you do gentle practice before bed, keep it simple, focus on the breath, which is exactly what those videos do. because what it does is it calms the mind and releases tension from the day. And it can also soothe the nervous system, which helps bring you into a more restful state. So that makes sense, that feeling of, actually, I have a deeper sleep. I'm falling asleep much more quickly, much quicker, much, much quicker. And I'm waking up and it's kind of a bouncy wake up. Like when I wake up, I'm rested. And I did say to her, I'm using these videos, but what kind of poses should we choose at bedtime? And she said, simplicity is key. Forward bends help to get quiet and calm. Sit with your legs crossed, place fingers in front of you and walk your hands forward. Fold over legs for 5 breaths. And apparently back bends are a no-no at bedtime because they're quite stimulating. She confirms exactly what I've been feeling, which is, I feel, I said to her, what should I be noticing? And she said, well, you should feel calmer when the mind is quieter, and it should also be easier to go to sleep. And if you're doing this extra step and you're not then looking at your phone afterwards, and then you're just going straight to sleep, then the chances are you'll have a better night's rest than if you see that blue light before you go to sleep. She also said it's quite a good idea to have a bit of a ritual. So dim your lights, tidy your clothes away, light a candle, or I use a diffuser in my bedroom with lavender oil. And then it's more of a calming space to do your yoga and whatnot. So it all feeds into the fact that this is a really good practice. I also spoke to Ahmed at Touch Energetics. I mentioned Ahmed in the previous episode, and we had a really, really long conversation about meditation and yoga. And he said, essentially, he sent me an email, so I'm going to read some of what he said, because I said, oh, could you put that down, because you just sound so good. And I didn't have a pen with me when we were on the phone. He said, everything in the world works in cycles, and it is in our best interest to move with them rather than against them. Our ancestors understood the importance of rising with the sun and going to bed at dusk. It was only when we started to impose our own man-made cycles on top of this natural rhythm, clock time, deadlines, social calendar, late-night infomercials, that sleep debt and disorders actually became a thing. But it is possible, using a combination of asana, pranayama, sound healing and yoga nidra, to lower cortisol levels. So they're the 4 types of practices that he would suggest. Engage the parasympathetic system and decrease blood pressure. So obviously that's...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
4 practices, so let's just keep it simple. Ahmed is an excellent yoga teacher, and I'll put his link on Instagram. But he was the one who said to me, Instagram yoga can be quite misleading. The asana, so those are the poses, are, he says, a restorative practice before bed is really appropriate. Restorative sequences employ the use of many, many props. So for me personally at home, I have a yoga block and a yoga bolster, as well as my mat. And I also have a little square cushion that has become kind of a yoga cushion that I use because I can't sit cross-legged comfortably. So I prop that behind me to help. Because it helps you do posture safely and without exacerbating injury or putting too much strain on the body. Now, this is very interesting. If you do weight-bearing exercises, Ahmed says, or you're an endurance athlete, you run, say you go to the gym a few times a week, you'll benefit immensely from the progressive unravelling of distorted tissue that comes with these long static holds. And restorative sequences can be mentally and physically taxing for the injured or highly strung. And this is part of what makes it such good medicine. As a teacher of Ahmed's once said to him, the postures you dislike are the ones that are best for you. So he talks about, again, that those holding those poses, which are what those Yoga with Adrian poses are. He obviously is a teacher. He would have his own, methods. But one of the things that a few people said to me is about nostril breathing before bed. And Ahmed actually very kindly sent me the technique of how to do it. So I thought I would share it with you. So alternate nostril breathing, which is Nadi Shodhana, I think, if I'm reading that correctly. Ahmed says, a fantastic, albeit rather unusual way to engage the parasympathetic system is alternate nostril breathing. This technique requires a fair amount of coordination and concentration. It is an ideal preparatory step for meditation, as it focuses the mind quickly and effectively. It's also rather handy if you've got a cold. The other great thing about it is that it brings us back into balance. It balances out the right, which is masculine, rational, logical, and left, creative, intuitive, abstract, feminine sides of the brain. The right brain controls the left side of the body, and the left brain controls the right side of the body. There are countless variations on this technique in the yoga world, but he presents the simplest. So here's the technique. And I'll do this step by step, and I'll also highlight this on my Insta stories so that you can find this following the show. So sit upright in a chair. You can rest your elbows on your desk if you happen to find yourself doing this practice during your working day. Make a claw with your right hand, curling in your ring finger and your middle finger into the palm. This is a mudra, a hand gesture. Inhale deeply through both nostrils, and then retain the breath for a count of four. So just hold that breath for a count of four. With your hand still in the mudra, place your thumb on your right nostril and gently close it. With the right nostril closed, breathe out through your left nostril for a count of four. Pause and hold for four. Now breathe in through the left nostril, which is still open at this point, for another count of four, and hold that breath for four. Compress the left nostril with your index finger and release the right. Exhale through the right nostril for a count of four. Hold your breath for a count of four and then repeat. This is one cycle, and you can repeat this five times over. The slower you can make the inhalations, says Ahmed, the better. Sorry, the slower you can make the inhalations and the exhalations, the better. So why not give that a go? I know I'm going to. So that's really how I've been getting on. I'm sleeping better, no doubt about it. It's a much more challenging 26 habits than I predicted. I thought it would be really easy to sort of put my pajamas on and go onto the mat and do it, but I have to kind of dig deep, and I've wanted not to do it quite a few times, and I've thought, oh, I'll just go to bed, it's the same thing. It really isn't. The quality of sleep is noticeably different, noticeably better, and it's that thing that I talked about in the first episode of it calms the mind chatter, and I do feel. It's a bit like when you go for a massage or you go for a beauty treatment, you kind of zone out during the treatment and you think, well, I know I wasn't asleep, but I definitely wasn't awake. That kind of space, it lulls you into that phase of brain activity so that when you do actually nod off, it's really deep and restorative. And yeah, I've felt so much better for doing it. But I warn you, and I'm interested to know if any of you have felt the same, whether you've gone to go and do it and you thought, oh, actually, I just don't think I can be bothered. Have you been feeling that? Have you experienced that too? Please, please validate my feelings of laziness. I would love to hear from you. As ever, if you want to get in touch, it's so easy. Just follow me on Instagram or Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. And I know a lot of you are sliding into the DMs, which is always wonderful. And if you want to send me a longer message, please do drop an email into my inbox. I am thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Another reminder that if you want to find all of these episodes, I have teamed up with The Pool, so you will find them at thepool.com. Sorry, thepool-pool.com. Where you'll find the back catalogue and any links and useful information, which will also be in the show notes on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next one.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.